Dion, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my gosh, I am so pleased to talk with you this morning. This is a very special thing you're doing, going back to the Apollo. How long has it been since you've been there?
Oh, quite a while. Quite a while.
And I was really surprised you're doing it with a four-piece band. That's really bringing it down to a very personal level, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. These are musicians that I work with all the time, and nobody knows me better. It's very easy.
And you're going to be a answering questions from the audience, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll be answering questions that are going to be posed to me by my son, Damon. It's questions that basically those in the audience wanted to know and wanted to ask, and they will now be filled with the truth.
Nice. Well, your career is so amazing. There's a couple areas I would love to ask about. Number one is obviously your relationship with Burt Bacharach, Hal David. Can you answer this? How did you actually hook up with Burt Bacharach?
At a session that we were doing background work for a song he had written with another songwriter, Bob Hilliard,
Oh.
for the Drifters called Mexican Divorce. And after the show, after the session was over, Bert approached me to ask if I'd be interested in doing more demonstration records as well as background songs that he'd be writing with a new songwriting partner, Hal David. And that was the beginning of BDW.
Wow, that was historic. You were there, he was there, and it just seemed like a marriage made in heaven musically for the world. And now I want to go way, 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 way back. I heard something in an interview a long time ago. Was Elvis Presley a fan of yours?
Yeah, ironically, it was amazing that we opened in Las Vegas the same night. I at the Sand, he at the Intercontinental Hotel. And on that show were the Sweet Inspirations, who were doing background work for them. My Aunt Sissy was one of the Sweet Inspirations. And I went over to say hello to her, and he walked out on that stage and almost took my breath away. I've never seen anybody so pretty. But he let me know that he knew my music. He had it at home, and that he did something that was so incredible for me. He told his audience every night that he was there. If you go to your record store, look for Dionne Warwick albums, and you will find an autographed photograph of me inside of every one of them. And that's what he did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I sold so many albums. It was incredible. And I cannot ever thank him enough for that.
Dion, let's end on that because that's so uplifting, and I can't wait to share this interview with my audience.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure, and good luck in the show. Or should I say break a leg? No, that's not right.
No, don't say that because I might.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. You do the same.